Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm going to let you in on some of my journal notes, and I think it takes us to where we need to be. I pray so. Christmas Eve morning, journal notes, 12, 24, 18, 6:05 a.m. At 6 in the morning on Christmas Eve morning, in a little over 12 plus hours, I'll be giving a Christmas message to all who have come again to hear the birth of Jesus Christ. I know folks all come to sing those favorite hymns, to light the candles and sing Silent Night and other favorite hymns, and just to be together as family in spirit and in joy. It's not my usual mode of operation to wait to the day of to write a message for Christmas, for a service we will soon be sharing, but here I am. Not a creature is stirring within my house. Odie still snores beneath his blanket. So warm and comfortable. I sip from my Christmas mug another sip of coffee as the house begins to warm from the furnace finally kicking on again. I wonder, what can be said for this Christmas Eve night that would bring warmth, joy, and delight to all who come therein? One thought I had in thinking a couple of weeks ago is to prepare and share is, why can't we have a response like we have at Easter, where when we hear, "He is risen," we all respond, "He is risen," right? So a sort of Christmas response, like maybe whenever we hear that Christ has come, we all respond, "Joy to the world, Christ has come." Then I thought, maybe not. I don't know. I think to myself, I'm writing as I say this, perhaps it's best to leave Christmas as is tradition. Is it for me to create a new Christmas norm? I just don't know. Maybe it's up to you. Maybe it'll be up to the congregation as I go through this night. So again, I wonder, what shall I say this coming evening? The struggle is usually not so difficult for me. Yet here I am, waiting in my pajamas, writing in my journal on the morning of Christmas Eve. I stop to pray. A new thought comes. Maybe the struggle for a message is the message. It's been a rough week for our community, for members of Grace, for families, and for all of Woodstock. And I think, you know, it sadly is often so for many every year at this time of year. Often the memories of Christmases past and the things we have loved or would so love to love again create a struggle in our lives. Yes, maybe the struggle is the message. Heartbreaking loss does that to us. But that is what Jesus was born into. Life. Human life. God incarnate. Jesus has come. See, you didn't pick up on it. There you go. The people had struggled for light to come into the world. Prophets had foretold of this one's birth for oh so long, years after years. Now Jesus has come. He has come into a world that seemed to have no place for him. The inns were full. The world was busy taking a census, creating movement of people from one area to another, to where rulers felt they should be, so that then they could be accounted. Struggles. Life. Jesus has come. And he has come to be for us the salvation we need. the one constant, the one constant that does not change. Farm boy in me, I write down, he is the linchpin that holds all the important things in our lives together, a constant that cannot change and will not be moved and will not be varied. Perhaps the struggles of life is the message. Jesus has come. Maybe when our worlds become so dangerous, so busy, that we can't see beyond the struggle at times, God incarnate comes. Full glory, full life, full living. Jesus has come. And that is joy to all of us. I wish peace for all those sisters and brothers that I will see this night, my notes conclude. For Jesus will be there among us, among all of them, and that is truth, and that is joy, and our voices will sing of it. Jesus has come. Merry Christmas, everyone. Amen.